This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President of Finland Alexander Stubb will hold discussions today on strengthening bilateral cooperation across a wide spectrum of areas. They will also exchange perspectives on regional and global issues of mutual interest, including cooperation in multilateral fora. Several MOUs will be exchanged after the talks. The Prime Minister will host a lunch in honour of the visiting dignitary. Mr. Stubb arrived in New Delhi yesterday on a four-day state visit to India. President Stubb was accorded a ceremonial welcome and a guard of honour at the airport. Filing of nominations for 37 Rajya Sabha seats across 10 states will close today. Scrutiny of nomination papers will be taken up tomorrow. Candidates will be able to withdraw their nominations till 9th of March. Polling for these seats will be held on the 16th of this month and results will also be declared on the same day. 7 seats in Maharashtra, 6 in Tamil Nadu, 5 seats each in Bihar and West Bengal, 4 in Odisha, 3 seats in Assam, 2 seats each in Telangana, Chhattisgarh and Haryana, and 1 seat in Himachal Pradesh are falling vacant. Congress has released a list of 6 candidates for the Rajya Sabha biennial elections. Party leader Abhishek Manu Singhvi and Vem Narendra Reddy have been nominated from Telangana. Meanwhile, Phoolo Devi Netam has been fielded from Chhattisgarh, Karamveer Singh Bodh from Haryana, Anurag Sharma from Himachal Pradesh and M. Christopher Tilak from Tamil Nadu. The 11th edition of Rise in Our Dialogue, India's flagship conference on geopolitics and geoeconomics, will commence in New Delhi today. The three-day conference brings together global leaders, policymakers, and experts to deliberate on pressing international issues and strategic cooperation. The 2026 edition is centered on the theme Samskar, Accession, Accommodation, Advancement, reflecting the current global moment. It's being organized by the Observer Research Foundation in collaboration with the Ministry of External Affairs. Iran today threatened to target Israel's Dimona nuclear site if Israel and the US seek to topple the Iranian regime. This warning came after an open threat from Israel's defense minister, Israel Katz, who stated that any new leader brought in by the regime would be considered a legitimate target for elimination. Meanwhile, Iran has intensified its combined missile and drone operation as part of the 19th wave of Operation True Promise 4, launched by the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, or IRGC. The Israeli Defense Forces, IDF, today said that several missiles were launched from Iran towards Israel. IDF said that its defense systems are operating to intercept the threat, and the Home Front Command issued a preliminary directive directly to mobile phones in the relevant areas. Sirens were activated across communities in central Israel, the Jerusalem area, and parts of the West Bank. The Sri Lankan Navy has recovered the bodies of 84 sailors from the Iranian warship IRIS Dena, which sank in deep waters south of Sri Lanka following a strike by a U.S. submarine, according to officials. The incident occurred in international waters beyond Sri Lanka's maritime boundary in the Indian Ocean. U.S. Senate has backed President Trump's military campaign against Iran. Senators voted to block a bipartisan resolution aiming to stop the military campaign without authorization by the Congress last night. The Senate voted 53-47 not to advance the resolution, largely along party lines. The vote came amid mounting frustration among Democrats who say that Trump has increasingly sidelined the Congress on matters of war. Air India has announced that it will deploy additional capacity flights to Toronto, Frankfurt and Paris in response to high demand amid the ongoing situation in West Asia. In Nepal, polling has begun for parliamentary elections. This is the first election after youth-led protests last September that led to the deaths of 77 people and forced the government to resign. Indian equity markets gained moderately in early trade today, tracking gains in Asian peers despite rising tensions in the Middle East. Sensex gained 494 points to reach 79,609, while Nifty added 172 points at 24,652 when reports last came in. And in ICC Men's T20 World Cup, India will face England in the second semi-final at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai at 7 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.